Well, it's time here in Spain where we talk to Brett Hansen from Blevins Franks. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. Busy, but good. What about yourself?
Well, busy's always good, isn't it, really? Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I'm fine, thank you. Well, last week, Chris McCann analysed the UK's autumn budget and mentioned that it didn't include any changes to Quad Ops. So this seems a suitable time today to have a closer look at Quad Ops, or Qualified Recognised Overseas Pension Schemes, to use their full name, what they are, and the pros and cons for expatriates in Spain. To start with, Brett, what exactly are QROPs?
Well, Howard, as you quite rightly say, a QROPs stands for a Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme, and it is, in effect, simply a label for foreign pension schemes which meet HM Revenue and Customs rules to receive pension transfers from UK registered pension funds. And they were introduced in 2006, basically in order to enable British expatriates to consolidate their UK pensions and to take their pension funds with them when they left the UK to move abroad.
So do many British expatriates use them? Are they suitable for everyone?
Well, there were 3,000 transfers to QROPs last year and around 4,400 the year before, with the drop in numbers primarily, I think, last year down to the pandemic. I can see, though, that those numbers are going to go back up to pre-pandemic levels, as there are a number of advantages which a QROPs has over UK pensions for British expatriates living in Spain. And two fairly new advantages, which I think will lead to many more expats looking at QROPs, relate to wealth tax and regulation. On wealth tax, a fairly recent ruling by Spain's Directorate General for Tax concluded that non-EU pension plans do not qualify for Spain's wealth tax exemption. And because the UK is no longer in the European Union or the European Economic Area, UK pensions which have a fund value, for example, personal pensions and self-invested personal pensions, are now likely to be liable to wealth tax. To put this in perspective, if you have, say, a UK pension fund or pension funds totaling, let's say, €500,000, and then you have, say, investments or bank accounts with just over another €200,000, then in the past you will not have been liable to wealth tax, because the pensions would not have been taken into account when assessing your wealth tax liability, and your assets would therefore have been below the wealth tax allowances. But now, this recent ruling suggests that the UK pensions will be taken into account, and so you will be above the wealth tax allowance and liable to wealth tax. Likewise, if you were just below the allowances but have, say, a UK pension fund with a value of around £900,000, again, in the past, you would not have had an annual Spanish wealth tax liability, as the pension fund would not have been taken into account. But going forward, it appears that the pension fund will now be included in the calculation, and you would have a liability of potentially €6,000 or €7,000 per annum in wealth tax to pay on that pension fund, in addition to any income tax that you pay on withdrawals from the pension. But in both scenarios, if you were to transfer your UK pensions to an EU-based QROPS, then your pension funds will qualify for the Spanish wealth tax exemption and will not be liable to wealth tax. And then with regards to regulation, a financial advisor is only allowed to advise clients and make pension changes on their clients' behalf under regulatory permissions. And now that the UK-based regulated advisors are unable to continue to advise EU resident clients since the UK has left the European Union at the beginning of this year, this means that most UK advisors are not authorised to continue supporting their Spanish resident clients, and therefore they will no longer be able to manage their pensions on their clients' behalf. Now, the European Union appears to have left each member state to choose how they treat UK advisors, and Spain has already said that local or EU regulatory permissions will be required in order to provide financial services to their residents. And the problem with this is that UK pension companies may not accept instructions from an EU-based financial advisor. And so we have a situation where many British expatriates resident in Spain are now finding themselves in a situation where they are unable to obtain regulated advice on their UK pensions from either a UK or a Spanish regulated advisor. Of course, you can still retain your UK pensions and continue drawing an income from them, but you may be in a position where you're unable to obtain advice on those pensions going forward. I think I said in a broadcast, Howard, a couple of weeks ago that I'm certainly hearing from many British expatriates here who have UK pensions, are now wanting to start taking benefits from their pensions, but are being told by their pension providers that they first need to obtain advice from a UK advisor. But then when contacting UK advisors, they're being told that they are unable to advise them because they are resident in Europe. Again, one solution to get around this issue is to transfer your pension to an EU-based CureOps, where an EU-based advisor can then have the regulatory permissions to provide ongoing advice to residents of Spain. So for many British expatriates living in Spain or thinking of moving to Spain, Howard, I do think it is worth exploring whether it may be beneficial to transfer pensions into an EU-based CureOps. But certainly that doesn't mean that a CureOps is the right choice for everyone.
No. Can CureOps provide more investment and currency flexibility than UK pension schemes?
This is a good question, Howard. I would say that a CureOps does offer more options for how your money can be invested than typical UK pensions. And I do find that when I am looking at the underlying investments of UK pensions for British expatriates living here, I often see what is referred to as a home bias with those investments, in that they tend to have quite a high percentage of their portfolio invested in UK companies or UK bonds. Even though when you look at the total value of the world equity markets, the UK stock market makes up only around 4% of it. It does seem strange to me that someone's pensions are significantly overweight in one particular economy, largely because, in effect, they were born there. At Blevins Franks, our investment partners tend to take a global view when constructing bespoke investment portfolios for our clients in order to ensure that their circumstances and their objectives, timeline and risk appetite are being met. And as a result, this does provide kind of further diversification and I would suggest help minimises the risk of being over-reliant in one particular stock market. And just to add to this, whilst UK pensions only pay out in sterling, some CureOps do allow you to invest in funds and make withdrawals in more than one currency. I would say that this is a major advantage for British expatriates in Spain, in that it does mean that they can invest in euro funds and therefore reduce both currency conversion costs and the dependence on sterling versus euro exchange rate. We have seen in recent weeks sterling generally strengthening against the euro, and I'm finding that many of our clients who have CureOps and in recent years have kept their underlying investments in sterling, now wanting to switch part of their portfolios to euros and lock into the current exchange rate, so that when they now, going forward, take withdrawals, they're not worried about what the exchange rate is doing.
Yeah. Can CureOps help with estate planning?
Well, whilst some UK pensions are only payable to a spouse on death, CureOps offers the option to include other beneficiaries. So rather than the pension coming to an end when you or your spouse passes away, your pension can in effect pass down from generation to generation. And you can also be very specific on how you want to pass this wealth on in order to ensure that the right people get it at the right time. For example, perhaps you would like your pension fund to be passed on to your grandchildren for them to use for educational purposes, and only when they've attained a certain age, they can then access the pension for other purposes. CureOps may also offer some protection from UK inheritance tax when passing pension assets to non-UK resident beneficiaries. But more importantly, a CureOps is no longer governed by UK pension legislation, so are generally protected from any future changes to UK rules.
Let's look at taxation now. Does having a CureOps provide any tax advantages in Spain compared to a UK pension scheme?
Well, first of all, while some UK pensions can be restrictive with regards to taking income and capital, many CureOps allow you to take as much cash or income as you like, however and whenever you would like. You can, for example, draw a higher income in early retirement when you are most active and then reduce it in later years. Or you could take a lump sum and then preserve the rest for a rainy day, say, or to pass it on to your loved ones. But of course, this freedom does also bring more potential to exhaust your funds. Unlike a UK annuity or a final salary pension, which provides a guaranteed income for life, but does not provide you with access to a capital sum. Now, when you are drawing an income from a UK pension, for example, occupational, private, and UK state pensions, the income is taxed at what is referred to in Spain as general income tax rates. And these are a combination of both state tax rates and the autonomous tax rates in the region which you live in. And they start at around 19%, but increase on a scale rate, with the top rate of tax being as much as between 47 and 54%, depending upon the region you live in. When it comes to the taxation of income from a CureOps, it does appear to be open to interpretation. It's our view at Blevins Franks that where a CureOps has received money from a pension scheme, which has come from previous employment or self-employment, then any income should be taxed at the general income tax rates in Spain, just like I've just described. However, it does appear that where the income comes from a CureOps and it's fixed for a period of time, normally 3 to 5 years, then some gestores and accountants in Spain have been presenting this income as a temporary annuity. And a temporary annuity allows for up to 88% of the income to be tax-free and only 12% of the income taxable in Spain at Spain's tax savings rates, which start at 19%. In effect, this gives an overall tax rate on the income of less than 3%. Like I said, this does appear to be open to interpretation, and so it is very important that listeners speak to their gestor or accountant when declaring their pension income in Spain, because they really don't want to get this wrong.
What about when you transfer a pension fund out of the UK into a CureOps? Is there a tax charge?
Currently, Howard, European Union residents can transfer UK pensions into a European Union or European Economic Area-based CureOp without a tax charge. However, if you were to transfer to a CureOps outside of the European Union or European Economic Area, then this will trigger a 25% UK overseas transfer charge. The UK 2021 budget, quite as Chris McCann said last week, did not include any changes to CureOps. But now the UK has left the European Union, this 25% tax charge could potentially be extended to capture EU transfers in the future. And so if you are considering your pension options and you are interested in transferring to a CureOps, it would probably be wise to talk to an experienced, fully regulated pension specialist such as ourselves sooner rather than later. And just one other consideration for anyone who has a pension fund, I would say totaling around £700,000 or above. Since 2006, the UK government has capped how much you can hold in combined pension benefits without paying extra tax. And this is known as the lifetime allowance. It originally was around 1.5 million, but its current level is just over £1 million. And when calculating this figure, all UK pension benefits with the exception of the state pension, are taken into account, including any final salary pensions. Now, once you exceed the allowance, extra tax is payable whenever you access money from these pensions or pension, and this is called a benefit crystallization event. How much tax you pay will depend on how you withdraw the funds from your pensions, but the rates of tax are 55% on lump sums and 25% on income or transfers to an overseas pension. And being a non-UK resident does not offer any protection. However, if you transfer your pension into a CureOps, then the funds in a CureOp are out of the reach for this lifetime allowance penalties. And no matter how much your pension grows in the future or how you access it, you will no longer pay these taxes.
What happens if you transferred your pension to a CureOps and then return to the UK?
Well, if you have a CureOps and then return to live in the UK, then generally they will be taxed in the UK in the same way as a UK pension. There are a few differences, not least that overseas pensions are not free of all UK tax. And so if you did choose to retain your CureOps, then to avoid any complications, you would keep the underlying investments in funds held overseas and not invested in UK domiciled funds. But at the same time, you can transfer your CureOps back into a UK registered pension. And whether you should retain your CureOps or transfer back to a UK registered pension will largely depend upon your circumstances. And so if you're faced with this situation, I would say that the best thing you can do is take specialist advice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you just to confirm, how important is it to take professional regulated advice when considering a CureOps, or indeed before making any pension decisions?
Well, Howard, I would say that probably the one thing to come across in this discussion today is how incredibly complex overseas pension transfers are. And so when considering your pension options, I think it is crucial that listeners do obtain regulated advice from an experienced advisor who can explore the full range of options available and to establish the most suitable pension solution for their particular needs. Blenheim Strengths has been providing expert financial pension and estate planning advice now for over 45 years. And we provide tailored advice for our clients' personal circumstances, basically in order to ensure that they make the most of their time living in Spain whilst having peace of mind. So if any listeners today would like to contact one of our local advisors, then they can find our nearest Blenheim Strengths office and the advisors within that office at our website, www.blenheimstrengths.com.
Many thanks, Brad. Interesting today, and we'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thanks, Howard. Look forward to it. Bye now.